Good morning. My name is Tabby, and this is City Daily. I'm reading from Exodus chapter 14, verse 13 and 14. It says, Moses answered the people, Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. I'd like to start with a bit of backstory here. The Israelites had been living in Egypt for hundreds of years. They had been enslaved for so long, they didn't know what it was like to live in freedom. But God saw his people and wanted to bring them out of slavery and out of Egypt. The Lord used Moses and Aaron to show Pharaoh God's power. But Pharaoh refused to let the Israelites go, and he continued to harden his heart towards God time and time again. After experiencing plagues, Pharaoh agreed to let the Israelites go. Only he changed his mind, put together his best army, and went after the Israelites. Pharaoh brought his greatest warriors and horses and chariots to chase down and bring back into captivity God's people. This is when Moses spoke to God's people and encouraged them to not be afraid, to stand firm, and to trust God to fight their battles. But the Israelites panicked. What they saw with their eyes was not comforting or encouraging. It went against what they believed, that God had freed them from slavery. They had the Red Sea on one side and Pharaoh and his army on the other side. It appeared as if they were trapped. Several things happened in this moment. The Israelites began to complain. Why did they even try to leave Egypt? Their slavery was familiar to them because it was all they knew. They only knew a life of suppression. Did they like being slaves in Egypt? No, absolutely not. No one likes to be bound to sin, to addiction, to anything that holds them captive. Israelites were no different. But their first reaction was to allow fear over their circumstances to end their trust in a God who had brought them out of slavery. Their first demand was to be returned to Egypt. It was painful to leave their old life. It was easier to just stay in Egypt and be slaves than trust God and leave. But God saw his people. He saw their pain. He saw their need to be set free. He saw what they could be once they were free. He knew how much more they had to their story and his plan for them, and ultimately for you and I. He saw the whole picture for the Israelites and the greater purpose he had for them that included bringing Jesus to earth. Leaving the comfortable is hard. Change is usually very difficult and often painful. But growth doesn't happen without some discomfort. To break away from what we know and leave what is not God's best for us can be frightening and uncomfortable. The Israelites were afraid to leave Egypt. We can experience the same thing when we are facing our own battles. The Israelites' battles weren't just about leaving Egypt, although that was a significant battle to get out of slavery. Their battle was more about trusting God, even though what they saw didn't match what they were told. Their battle was leaving what was comfortable for what was God's best and ultimately trusting him to know what was best for them, even though they couldn't see it. It was easier to doubt because of what they saw than trust God after he had already done so many miracles to give them freedom. We are all facing some kind of battle. Or maybe you're facing many battles. But here's what we do know. We can trust God to fight our battles. His scripture shows us over and over how he is trustworthy and able to do the impossible time and time again. We can trust him to fight for us because we are his children. We don't have to do anything but be still and obey. After the Israelites complained, the Lord provided a way out. He opened the Red Sea for the Israelites to walk across on dry land. And then he closed the sea on the Egyptians, so not one of them survived. God's people saw multiple times how he fought their battles. Each time, they only had to be still and obey, and God did the rest. My question to you is, what battles are you facing? There are things some of us have been struggling with for so long. We're at the end of our rope, and we're ready to just give up fighting and just continue living with this struggle because we see no way out. Some of us are facing struggles that we feel we can really handle on our own. We've got this. We're strong enough. Really, we don't feel we need to ask for God's help. But God is standing there with you and asking you to let him fight for you, to trust him to fight your battles for you. Where do we need to stop and just be still and let God do his awesome work and fight for us? As we are on this Lent journey leading up to Easter, we're examining our hearts and lives. Are there areas of your heart that are enslaved to sin? What is God asking you to let go of so you can experience his freedom? He sees you. He knows your battles. He knows your struggles. He is always pursuing you and chasing after you. Just like the Israelites, God has a greater story for you. He wants to fight all your battles for you if you'll only let him. He wants to bring you a life of freedom. Let's take a few minutes and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to us any area of our heart that is turned to something other than him. Ask him to show you what your steps of obedience are. Where do you need to be still and to let go and let God fight your battles? Trusting that the Lord can and will fight your battles for you can be really hard, but you will also experience his freedom when you trust him. We only need to be still and to obey and let God do the rest.